This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We can sure get ourselves into a mess when we resist God's Word, but God knows how to get us out of the mess we create. The process is often painful as God extricates us and gets us ready for redeployment. Jonah is a great example of this process. To set the stage, we'd need to go to Jonah 1:12 through 15. Jonah appears to be fatalistic as the storm around him closes in on him. He admits, "I'm the problem." Then he indicates that he was expendable. He told the sailors to throw him overboard and their problems would be solved. He essentially said, "You'll do better without me." Jonah was through with life, but God was not through with him. No matter how hopeless our situation might seem, God can turn things around if he chooses to. Chapter 1 can be summarized with the words of Whittier the poet, "It might have been." The second chapter might be summarized as follows, "It might happen yet." When I feel like Jonah did, I find great comfort in the words of Hebrews 2:11. Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Brothers here refers to those who have trusted in Jesus and are a part of God's family. He identifies with me, a believer, in my frailty and failure. Though he never fails in his assignments, he is gracious in calling me his brother and thus rekindling in my heart hope to face the challenges before me. Don't let your past failure keep you from his faithful love and desire to use you. Turn to him as Jonah did, described in Jonah 2:2. "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me."